Track 12, Musical Memories. For the last few months, we've been touring the universe with Gustav Holst's Planets. Tony Stimson is going to take us on the final stages of this interstellar voyage.
We're almost at the end of our celestial journey through Gustav Holst's suite, The Planets, as we come to its final movement, Neptune the Mystic. The planet Neptune is the furthest known planet from the Sun and the third largest in our solar system. It is composed primarily of gases, hydrogen and helium, as well as ammonia and methane, and it has no well-defined solid surface. It's also one of the coldest places in the solar system, with temperatures approaching minus 218 degrees Celsius. Neptune was discovered in 1846 and was named after the Roman god of the sea because it appears faintly blue when viewed through a telescope. In astrology, Neptune is considered a planet of inspiration, dreams, and illusion. And Holst names his final movement Neptune the Mystic. It is an enchanting and otherworldly movement, and the music is quiet and ethereal throughout. The orchestra being joined towards the end by an offstage female chorus singing a soft, wordless line of music. Finally, the orchestra falls silent, and the unaccompanied voices bring the work to the quietest possible conclusion. In performance, the choir is asked to retreat as far away as possible to let the ethereal sounds fade into nothingness, as if into the far reaches of space. After the first performance, this effect was described as the hidden chorus of women's voices growing fainter and fainter in the distance until the imagination knew no difference between sound and silence. So sit back and let yourself drift as we listen to the final bars of Neptune, the Mystic. Beautiful, I hope you would agree. But we have one more celestial being to discover before we complete this tour of our solar system. It is, of course, the Moon, our Moon. We began our story two or three editions ago in a blaze of glory signifying sunrise. So let's finish in a more mellow light. We've heard about the moons associated with other planets, but of course we have our own Moon, and it is interesting to note that it's the only one of the celestial bodies we have been hearing about which has so far been visited physically by humans. We know such a lot about our moon already that I don't need to spend time with facts, but perhaps because of this knowledge, we humans, in the form of writers, poets and musicians, have used the moon for inspiration. Composers have attempted to create sound images of this brightest object in our night sky, and we can conclude by listening to possibly the two most famous of these compositions. I hope you've enjoyed this musical orbit of our solar system, and I will leave you with the music of Beethoven and Debussy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. I would have gone for Moon River, but never mind.